Awe Island friends. Did you know that our Patreon memberships include access to the whole Awe Island library? Plus, you'll get exclusive extra episodes and the opportunity to suggest new stories. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island to become a member. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath together. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Are you ready? Deep breath in and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Now, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. As you imagine the elephant, let's take another deep dragon breath. Here we go. Deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, imagine that you are the baby elephant held tightly in your mama elephant's trunk. You feel safe and loved. Now let's take one more deep dragon breath together. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and breathe out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Take a deep breath in and out. Now close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, let's begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Loon Lessons. It was evening on Awe Island, and the waters of the lake sat peaceful and still. A gentle mist danced across its smooth surface, encircling the rocks and reeds by the shore. In the hushed calm, a gentle bird song emerged, mournful and otherworldly. Ooh. The hauntingly beautiful melody echoed across the waters of the lake. On the lake, five little loons swam about, playing and giggling as they explored. When the song ran out, they all paused and listened, little beaks perked up in curiosity. Their papa, Leland, was calling them for dinner. It was time for them to come back to the nest and eat. The little loons felt hungry and were ready for dinner. Tummies rumbling, they hooted back to their papa and began to follow the sound of his song back to the shore. Leland, the papa loon, stood proudly beside the nest, looking out over the lake. Listening carefully, he hooted once more so that the little ones would know where to go. Slowly, five tiny silhouettes floated into view. As Leland watched his children return home for dinner, he saw a little mishap occur. One little loon accidentally bumped into her brother. "Hey, watch where you're going," exclaimed the one who found himself unexpectedly nudged. "Sorry, sorry," said little Luna, the little loon behind the unintentional bump. She lowered her head apologetically. Her brother sighed. "I forgive you," he said. "How come you're always running into us, Luna?" "I don't know," replied Luna. "There's just always something exciting to see or listen to. I guess I get distracted." Leland listened to this scene play out and smiled. Luna was always drawn to the exciting mysteries that surrounded their lakeside home. He loved her curiosity, but he also wanted to make sure she was safe. He resolved to speak with her after dinner. He made his way over to greet the incoming loons. "Welcome back, little ones. How was your day on the lake?" Over the course of their meal, the family shared tales of their day. The air was filled with soothing sounds of contented hoots and the occasional giggle from the little loons. Luna couldn't contain her excitement as she recounted all the fascinating things she'd seen. When dinner was over, Leland coasted over to Luna. He wrapped a wide wing around her and said, "Luna, can you come chat with me for a bit?" "Okay, Papa," replied Luna. Father and daughter made their way to a private spot on the lake where they had a perfect view of the sunset. As usual, Luna's head was on a swivel trying to see all the beautiful and interesting things the lake had to offer. She saw two dragonflies dancing together, circling above the water. Just when Luna was about to ask why they were flying like that, she bumped into Leland. "Whoops, sorry, Papa," Luna apologized. Leland gave a little chuckle. "That's okay, Luna. This is actually what I wanted to talk to you about." Luna tucked her beak into her feathers, feeling a bit embarrassed. "Because I'm always bumping into others?" she asked. "Well, yes," said Leland. He placed a comforting wing around Luna. "I understand that there are so many things to see here on our lake. You're a curious loon, and that's a wonderful thing. However, it's important to be mindful of the space around you," said Leland. "Do you know why?" "So I stop bumping into everyone?" said Luna sheepishly. "That too. I'm sure everyone would prefer to have a bump-free day," Leland said with a smile. "But there are other reasons as well. When you are busy thinking and dreaming about some faraway sound, something could be happening right in front of you. I just want you to be safe. Does that make sense?" Luna blinked, absorbing her father's words. "I guess so," she answered. "Good. I want to show you something that can help, said Leland. Stretch out your wings. Leland swam a little further away and stretched his wings out to show the little loon what he meant. Luna stretched her wings out to match her papa. Leland continued, Now, imagine that there is a circle around you stretching from the tips of your wings. Leland drew a circle in the air with his wings. This is my bubble, and this is your bubble, Leland said. How do you feel, Luna? Luna spun around in her bubble. I feel pretty good, she said. Excellent, said Leland. You see, each of us has our own bubble of personal space. For some, it's bigger, and for some, it's smaller. I'm going to come closer to you now to show you what I mean, okay? Luna nodded. Leland floated closer to Luna. How do you feel now? He asked. I'm still feeling good, replied Luna. Leland floated a little closer, right up to the edge of Luna's wingspan. And now? Leland asked. Luna felt her body get a little tenser. Okay, but I don't think I want you any closer, Luna admitted. Perfect. You're tuning into your feelings, Leland praised. Can you imagine how it would feel if I got even closer? Luna closed her eyes to imagine someone coming into her bubble. She felt a little discomfort. It might feel a bit too tight, like I didn't have enough space, answered Luna. Leland nodded approvingly. Exactly, Luna. It's your space, and you have not given me permission to cross it, so it feels uncomfortable. If you pay attention to this feeling, you will notice when anything crosses into your space. That will help keep you and others safe. With a warm smile, Leland continued, Now let's try something else. How about a hug? Leland extended his wings. Luna grinned, no longer feeling tense, and floated into her father's embrace. How does that feel? Asked Leland. I love a hug, Luna said. But wait, I'm in your bubble. Aren't you uncomfortable? No, because you were invited, Leland said. You can always invite people into your bubble if you want them there. Oh, I see, said Luna. And I should only go into other people's bubbles if they invite me. Right? That's right, said the proud papa. So Luna, next time you're chasing a dragonfly or enchanted by a mysterious sound, take a moment to feel your bubble. Ask yourself, is it spacious and comfortable, or does it feel a bit crowded? Luna looked up and gave an understanding smile to her father. Thanks, Papa, she said. I'll be more careful and keep a cozy bubble around me. Leland ruffled her feathers affectionately. That's my girl, he said. Leland looked up at the sky. The moon rose over the lake, bathing it in a silver glow. My, it's gotten late. Let's go join your brothers and sisters, he said. Leland guided Luna toward their cozy nest on the tranquil edge of the lake. Luna, attuned to the energy bubbles around them, felt the comfort of their shared space. Nestling under her papa's wing, Luna let out a contented yawn. She smiled and thought of all she had to be thankful for. Luna took a deep dragon breath in and out. She was thankful for her cozy nest on the edge of the lake. Luna wrapped her wings tightly around herself and relaxed, taking another deep dragon breath in and out. Luna was also thankful that her father had taught her to pay attention to her bubble of personal space. Feeling snug and warm under her father's wings, Luna closed her eyes. Most of all, Luna was thankful for her loving family. Luna took one last deep dragon breath. In and out. And fell asleep, dreaming of swimming on the lake with her brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.